Blog Talk Radio.
I forgot it was the shorter intro.
Oh.
Fill
time.
No, I'm just kidding.
Hockey and whatnot.
Hockey, puck stick, net.
Hitting.
Cursing.
Goalie fight.
I am the host. I forgot my name. My name's Dan. This is going to be a banner night. It's going to be a banner week for Helm the Cell Radio Network.
Did you suffer a concussion due to a late hit?
My name's Dan.
Did someone push your head into the glass during the weekend?
I was getting a mind. It was a mind F of a kind of day.
Ah.
Yeah.
So John Scott visited you with an elbow?
No, Dale Hunter hit me in the leg with a stick because he was mad that he lost it.
Well, how did it affect your head, though? That's a heck of a swing.
My brain is in my leg, which explains most of my bodily functions.
Yeah, actually, it does. It all makes
sense. I'm the host, Dan Colachico, alongside
Kelly.
Some chick. Kelly.
Kelly.
Or as Dean would call you, my fiance.
That is how he refers to me. He never calls me by my name.
Yes.
I think he just...
No, he said...
He doesn't know my name.
No, he said on After Midnight, he said... with his fiance Kelly, he's waiting for you to take on the name, I think, because it's a much better name than Levy.
Nah, I like my name. It's nice and short. Fits in one space.
Mine fits in one bigger space.
It's easy to fill out forms and take tests with number two pencil.
Yeah, just because you can't spell that name.
It's there's a lot. That's a lot of letters. That's a lot of pressure.
Just say Smith the Jones. It don't matter.
Don't matter.
It don't matter.
None of this matters. None of this matters.
Yeah. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/HellOnTheCell and listen to us there, we do have a chat room for WillowJam12 on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter at @OveyPuckShow. Please call in. We want to make this interactive. 718-664-9133. I know people are listening. So, you know.
Wait, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I was told that there would be no listeners.
Yes, we're doing this for fun.
That's what I do. This is pretty much how it always has been, so. Now there's just headphones and a microphone, but... Everything else is pretty much the same.
I told you not to tell anybody about that.
Oh.
Anyway, what do you want to talk about this week?
Well, I was hoping we could start maybe with something besides the NHL. Because every time we mention the NHL, there's a rage towards Bettman and something. And
Bettman?
Exactly.
Ah!
And that's why I decided maybe we shouldn't start there this week. We should try one of the other leagues.
I hate him.
I know. We all hate him.
Who owns the ECHL?
That what?
Who owns the ECHL?
Who owns the ECHL?
Yeah.
Is this a Slapshot reference?
No.
No. You haven't seen Slapshot, which I think you should withdraw from.
That would be one
podcasting.
Of the automatic things that you wouldn't say live on a podcast to everybody.
I think
but
the world needs to know.
Since we're going to take down lines, who's the commissioner of the ECHL?
The commissioner.
Do they have one?
Oh, man.
Like
they do have a commissioner. I don't know who it is. I know the...
Do I hate him? He killed the joke. It doesn't matter.
Nah, I don't think so.
It doesn't matter. Whatever.
Well, you could hate him. I mean, just...
I do hate him.
Just on principle, you could just dislike him because he's a commissioner.
I dislike him because he's a commissioner.
There you go. So you're consistent in
Thank
that you.
You
don't like, you know, commissioners.
Well, I mean, do they have a... Trapezoid?
I have no idea. I would assume they do.
You don't have any idea. Well, this is from the woman who saw the movie Slapshot.
They didn't have a trapezoid in Slapshot.
No, but they had, what's his name?
What's his name? That narrows it right down. Paul Newman.
Thanks a lot. I'm already getting crap by other people on Twitter about Slapshot. You suck. You seriously suck. This is a
you've got to
shoot.
You have to see
it. I've seen it from parts of the movie end.
You have
so
to
I know how it ends, but I have not seen the whole thing in one sitting.
You have to watch it. You have to watch it.
Shut up, Paul Baker of StadiumJourney.com.
It's part of being a hockey fan. You have to watch
it. Okay, well, you know what?
Mr. Movie Guy.
You know the first round table we have with Paul? Who's calling me out on Twitter right now? I will have my review of Slapshot.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm going to buy it on Blu-ray.
Okay.
Then I'm going to watch sequels.
Oh no, there will be no discussing of the sequels.
I don't know. I don't know who you think. I don't know who the host is of this show, but it's host and you're co-host.
I'm co-host.
Yes.
But I am in charge of the movie viewing.
How many times have you watched Ghostbusters?
Too many.
Right. Who's in charge of the movie viewing? If you were in charge of the movie viewing, half of that wall wouldn't be here.
That's true.
If you want to, if we look to our left, there's a wall of movies and hockey DVDs. There's not enough hockey DVDs, but who wants to watch the best of the Penguins?
No.
Oh, look, 10 games where they suck. So what do you want to talk about?
I figure we could start in the American League. I just wanted to go over what's happening. The American League has actually got some games under their belts. Some trends are starting to emerge. Some of the teams are separating from the pack, as it were.
Well, go for it. You're the analysis.
I'm the analysis?
You're the analysis.
Oh, we're
you're
in
the.
We're in
I
trouble.
Am the gorilla. No, sorry. That's a wrestling reference. I'm not going there. I am Joe Beninati. And you can be Greg Laughlin.
Okay.
How do you like that one?
I don't like
Mr.
that.
Mr. calling me out on Slapshot.
I think.
Hey, let me tell you something, Joe B.
That guy skated.
Hey, look. Okay, so what he did was he picked up the puck with a stick, and he tried to shoot it at that net looking thing, and the guy with the pads and the muffin glove grabbed the puck, and it didn't go in. That's what happened, Joe B.
Thanks a lot, Craig.
Thanks a lot, Craig.
Please,
that's great.
Can someone please come up here and kill this man so I can get a job?
Can you go train more children, please,
yeah.
So we get you out of here?
Please. Beninati's got to be calling in his mob connections at some point to get rid of him.
He's a little Italian man. So at one point, somebody pushed him, and a bigger Italian guy killed that guy. He's got to have a favor or two in his pocket.
I expect at some point during the season,
Greg will just disappear.
Al Koken will come up into the box with a knife.
That's not that good. That's not great.
That'd be fine.
Keith Jones is going to leave Philly, and he's all of a sudden going to show up and go, shut up! Damn, Glosslin.
Should have been my job.
It should have been mine.
I was here. They didn't want me.
They didn't want me. I hate you, Greg.
Yeah.
Or at least, you know, Dale Hunter. I'm sure that would be enthralling color. Dale Hunter, well, you know, just, you know, I don't care.
I don't care. I'm going back to London where I can drink and drive in peace.
Yes, I can drink and drive in peace and kill people on the road.
No one cares because the London Knights are kicking butt.
Yes,
so no one,
I am the best thing in London, Ontario.
No one cares.
Right now.
I am untouchable
Thank
in
you.
London, Ontario.
I am so enthralling. I wanted to kill 15 people in hockey, and I became a coach and became a pansy.
Wow.
Well, I was going to say the other word, but it's technically fan-friendly.
Bounced around the P.
The P word.
P word,
I bounced
there.
Around the P a lot. That made you laugh. So, let's talk about hockey?
I guess.
Hey, we only got 40 minutes left.
I guess so. Why not? I mean, I suppose we could.
And I wanted to thank, apparently we got people in the chat room.
Woohoo! I didn't even know we had a chat room. Oh, that's cool. We do. Check it out.
Go to blogtalkradio.com/hellinacell and press play. And we had an injury.
I'm good. I'm back up. I'm a hockey.
Why don't you go back in there and be boring?
I'm a hockey podcaster. Stitches mean nothing to
the
me.
The whole movie review I'm going to do is Greg Laughlin.
Oh, good. Good. Great. So I can just leave during that. That'll be
Whenever.
Wonderful.
Hello, everybody. Well, what do you have for us this week on the show there, Kelly? Shut up, Greg.
This is going to be a really short episode.
You pissed me off. You went there with the slap shot. Oh, my job is to piss you off now.
There's just going to be a punching sound in about 3 minutes.
And all of a sudden... By the way, 718-664-9133, call in. Save me.
No. No, there's no saving.
Hey, why don't
you
get to the point there? AHL.
All right. In the
first
East,
of all, how do the Bears look?
Bears are not doing so good.
Woohoo!
It's a rough season in Hershey so far. But we'll see how it is around Christmas time. And then it'll be time to completely panic. You know, like a Muppet Show. Just start screaming and waving arms at that point. But that's
I tell
okay.
you who looked pretty decent was the Phantoms. Look, all right. Better than they did last year.
Well, yeah, they definitely...
They won more, have they won more games than the Flyers?
Oh, probably.
Did we check that?
I don't know about that.
No. Son of a gun.
Ooh, yeah.
Damn it.
Well, they are better than last year, and that's not saying a whole...
You have to try really hard to not be better than the year before is their year.
Well, the class in the East right now is Manchester, Hartford, and Wilkes-Barre. Boo. Yeah, pretty much. They're leading... Those are the division leaders
the Penguins.
In the East. Yeah, but you know what? This is the AHL, and in the AHL... The AHL Penguins haven't ever won anything.
Good.
It's like opposite land where
they've
never won anything. They often have great teams in the regular season, but they always die in the playoffs. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing that, as an NHL fan, I never have had the chance to experience. But in the AHL, that's how it happens. So I cherish it and take it to my heart and really look forward to playoff time. Because
it was like when we went to that outdoor game last year where the NHL season had just started. The AHL season was off and running. The NHL season just started, and you had those Penguin fans that have been fans for at least 5 minutes. We're 2-0! Yeah. When a Phantoms jersey who's alone in this crowd of Penguins and Bears fans walks up to you. And Bears fans yell, cheering you on when you tell a Penguins fan off, you're in trouble.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I walked up to him behind him. I was like, Stanley Cup, right? Yeah, go Crosby. And I just walked away. How'd that go?
He was probably confused.
Crosby, I don't know what that means. Is he the guy that cries a lot on the team?
Well, probably.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it is, Joel B.
Thank you very much.
No problem. Back to AHL.
Out west, Toronto.
Way out west.
The weird thing about the minor leagues is, especially early in the season, you've got teams that have played 10 games in the American League, and then you've got some teams that have only played 5 games at this point.
Seems only right.
It's a very, very strange scheduling. But out west, you've got Toronto, Rockford, and Texas. Man, Texas has been a power in the league since they started up a couple of years ago.
You think they got a better team than the actual Dallas Stars do?
I wouldn't go that far, but they are holding their own.
They have a better logo, I think. I always liked the Texas Stars. It always seemed backwards to me that the Texas Stars should be the NHL name and the Dallas Stars should be the...
No.
AHL team, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I kind of get you. I love the new Dallas logo. So I will disagree with you on that one. But we'll get to logos later.
Doesn't
on.
Mean you're right.
No, it doesn't mean I'm right.
Just kidding.
It's a question of preference, taste.
I was just kidding.
I like certain stuff. I still miss the North Stars logo. So I mean, there you go.
You miss it because of us who wears their jerseys.
Well, yeah, I mean that was my first hockey logo.
Come on. Look up Genesis Ripples on YouTube. Anyway, continue, ma'am.
No, that's it. The only AHL story I did want to mention, which just happened today apparently, was that the Charlotte Checkers have signed on Mr. Rick DiPietro for a tryout. So he is giving pro hockey another chance. He's got his millions in
the
bank.
What happened with him? Like, did he walk? Did he retire?
Well, he was kind of forced into retirement by the Islanders.
You know what? You suck. Get out.
Well, not his fault, but apparently the man was made of glass. He was injured at every single turn. Being the first ever goalie drafted at number one just seemed to be the kiss of death for him.
I tell you, without him, man, they would have won that Stanley Cup. Woo!
Well, no.
Blaming him is not the...
No, but a lot of people...
That doesn't fix your problem.
A lot of people blame that 15-year contract that he was given for kind of tanking that team, so...
Ron Ford on the chat, his salary forced him to retire.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was a mercy killing at that point.
So is that why Brizgalov is now kicked off? He tried out for Las Vegas and he got kicked off?
I think they just released him. When you're too weird
what
for
happened,
Vegas,
man?
When you're too weird for the ECHL Las Vegas Wranglers, I think it's time to go home, Ilya. I think it's time for you to go back to...
Back to the mother
country and figure out what you want to do with your life. Maybe you should be a philosopher.
When you go from Gretzky saying he'll be great if you just give him time.
Oh, you're talking Coach Gretzky.
Yes, Coach
okay.
Gretzky, not Player
that's,
Gretzky.
That's different. Coach Gretzky
no,
and
I,
Player
I do
Gretzky
point...
are two different things.
Player Gretzky said the greatest goaltender he ever played against was?
Ron Hextall.
That's right.
Got him real far.
I'm sorry, how many cups do the Caps have?
We
with,
have no...
What's his name? Pete Peters and Dick Dickerson?
We have no cups.
Mike Michelson, that was your goaltender, backup goaltender then?
We like goalies that have two names that are similar, so that giving them a nickname is easier.
What's the goal? Cheevers is the guy you had and we had, right?
We've had a ton of shared goalies, I think.
I like Dick Dickerson. I'm going to...
The Murray brothers were constantly trading.
You know what? I don't even want to talk about that. Let's go back to... I'm sorry.
Those
back
players
to,
were
no,
back and
no,
forth.
No, no, no. I'm not talking about those morons. No. Hey, you know, I'll trade you Jonesy for Adam Oates and Bondra.
Sure.
Oh, sure.
Sounds good. Could you add a cheesesteak to that?
Yeah, I'll freeze-dry it right for you and shove it up the Lincoln
Memorial. Done.
Anyway.
Done and done.
Anyway, I don't think that worked out for either one of us, any of those trades. We got Keith Jones as a color guy. I mean, you got stuck with Laughlin.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was the greatest trade ever between
Which,
the franchises.
That's literally an hour show, talking about how bad Laughlin is. And
yeah,
how,
it is.
I would like to do that one time. Put that in the back of your mind and my mind. Compare commentary.
We'll have that show with all about how much I hate Craig Laughlin, and then I can work in my rant about the stupidity that is the Scarlet Caps Club, which is the
no. We'll hold off on that.
Which is the women's version of the Capitals. Oh.
Scarlet Caps.
Oh.
You know, we're gonna do that this show. We're gonna do the Scarlet Cap thing this show.
I hate that.
Wow,
crap.
You have muscles.
I hate that crap.
Where did those come from?
Look, ladies, the players are all sexy, and they're hockey players. Don't you like hockey?
There's not a good-looking person on the Caps.
Yeah, the Caps are a fugly team. I don't know why
Speaking
they
Speaking of which, Newbie's starting tonight for you guys in Vancouver.
Well, that sounds about right.
I like the name better than Holpe.
Holpe?
Holpe.
Yeah.
No, I like Braden Holpe. So...
He's the best-looking guy on the team.
Looking at the AHL right now, who do you think is going to be in the Cup?
Oh, I'm not making that call this early. No
Three,
way.
Two.
No way.
Like, but, I'm not saying... Like, Texas, when I said for the NHL, Boston's going to win the Stanley Cup, I'm not like, that's my pick for the year. I'm saying, they look really good. I think Boston's going to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to change in 3 weeks.
Yeah, I'm
the
not.
The way they're
not,
playing.
I'm not making that call, especially in the AHL. The AHL
Who do
depends
you like?
So much. There's so much that happens in the AHL. It all depends on.
That's true. Who if,
the parent
if
club gets eliminated?
If something happens in the, well, like,
oh yeah.
For example, the Flyers lose four guys. they're going to call up at least six from the Phantoms to take their spot.
Yeah.
And it's going to be six of the top guys.
Yeah.
And you lose half your offense and defense right there. Boom, boom.
Yep.
And
so
of the Phantoms.
So does the ECHL team. So it happens that way. I never really thought of it that way. Every year. Yeah, so that's kind of the curse of being a fan of at the AHL level. I mean, it depends how your team works on things.
That's the question I wanted to ask you, and I just thought of it again. All those years, how many years have the Bears have won 11 Cups, Calder Cup? That's Calder Cups. Bears have won 11 Cups. How many years have they won it when they were Caps affiliates?
These last three, well, the Caps have been the affiliate.
And that didn't
5 years,
drive you crazy.
They've won three cups.
Damn.
Yeah. And if Carey Price hadn't been in Hamilton that 1 year, we would have had four out of five.
That doesn't piss you off a little bit?
Why would that piss me off?
The players that were playing in the AHL could have been playing in the NHL and switched that a little bit.
No,
the Caps that bad those years.
No, it's different in the AHL. You can buy quality. I'm not going to say you can buy a championship, but if you put the money into it, you can often get yourself pretty far in the playoffs. And Hershey's one of those teams that spends money. They are regularly in the top five in the league for salaries. They spend the money on the veterans. They go and get the guys that their scouts and coaches want on the team. Sometimes it doesn't work out, but it has pretty often that they've gotten the right mixture of the draft picks and the unsigned guys that they go out and scout and find for Hershey. And then they pick up the right combo of veterans, and it just works. And Hershey will pay. And I think that the word is out because those guys – the big names in the AHL seem to kind of circulate amongst about six or seven teams. And they get traded and they come back and forth. But, yeah, they kind of stay in those big market AHL teams because they know that's where they'll get paid what they're worth at that level. So.
And once again, especially to the gentleman in the chat room, it's 718-664-9133. Or tell somebody, if you have a, you know, hockey fan that, you know, is sitting at home, like, hey, listen to this show, call and talk about anything hockey, even though we're talking about the AHL, you want to bring something else up, please do. I want this to kind of be sports radio without the annoying, hey, yo, first time, long time, hey, what do you think about the coach? When is he going to get fired? Click. You will get hung up on.
What?
Yeah, I think Claude Giroux sucks. Click.
Well, you would hang up.
No, I would generally. If you want to call in and tell me Claude Giroux sucks, that's great. I'll ask you where your hockey career is. Just saying. I try as a player, as a guy who used to play, who didn't make it, I try not to go, unless you're a Pittsburgh Penguin, you suck. Because obviously you're in the NHL, and I'm not for a reason. Because you made it, and I didn't. Now,
well, that's
a guy from South Jersey with two bum knees wasn't going anywhere.
Well, that's sports in America.
But I hate that. I hate when you take me, for instance. I'm overweight. I'm a bit – not a bit. I'm overweight. I sit there and not try to go, except for Michael Vick, too. But that's football. I don't want to talk about that. But I try to take a – what's the word I'm looking for? A non-biased approach to hockey. I try not to totally down somebody who has three times the skills in his finger than I do in my, what I'm saying?
In your whole body.
Yes. And if you think I'm wrong, just watch the shooting skills. A lot of people have bad opinion about, and I'm talking about in general, the AHL, NHL, All-Star games. But watching those guys do the shootout competition, that's some amazing stuff.
Oh, yeah. The skills is always...
I don't care who you are.
It's always fun.
And I'm a Philly fan. It's hard not to like Ovechkin.
Well, it's just like...
It's really hard not to like that guy.
I have a very good friend who I used to work with for years and years, and he was a Flyers fan. And he is married to a diehard Penguins fan.
Oh, I met these people.
And luckily, they share all their other sports things line up, football and baseball. They don't care about basketball, college
line
football.
Up on how?
They're both Penn State fans. They're both Steelers fans.
Oh!
They're both Yankee fans.
Okay, yeah.
But hockey, it's Flyers, Penguins. And I was
Steelers.
I was talking to him during the past couple of, you know, playoff runs, and I was like, how in the world can you live in the same house as a Penguins fan, you know, if you're a Flyer fan? He's like, well, you know, I mean, I see them so often that I don't like them, but I can't hate them because I know them.
See, I couldn't
and
hate
I was
a Penguins
like,
fan.
I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about, but I have learned because now I know the Flyers way more than I ever wanted to. And I do. I kind of like the Flyers. I mean, except when they play my team, I'm like, oh, those guys are
you
okay.
You know what? Listen. We start in the same – when the Caps play the Flyers, we start in the same room. We don't end the game in the same room. One of us will leave for a reason.
Oh, yeah.
Usually it's me because I let you have the TV.
It's just more peaceful that
way. I'll go play a video game. But – or you'll get up because you I find it not funny, but I find it – stop reading him. read what he said. You're hosting the show. Read what Ronald Ford said. I'll read it in a second. But I find it – it's nice to be in the room with somebody who will yell at the screen with me because I hate being the only one in the room. For some reason, I love my parents, and I'm talking about my stepmother and father. But my stepmother does not get interactive with the television. And it drives her crazy.
That's because she's not Italian.
She's Irish.
Well, yeah.
Very Irish.
Yeah.
Hence the red hair.
Yeah.
But Dad is. He won't do it. He'll be like, oh, what the hell? And then he'll leave. But I'm like, during the Winter Classic in Philly, you were there.
Yeah.
I was having a fit at the end of that game. And she's just like, I just don't understand why I'm so mad. And shut up, Tortorella, you – you know, I was having a heart attack.
Yeah.
And I get that way during the NHL game. I had just gotten into hockey at 94, and less than 4 years later, the fans were in the finals. I was 98, right? Yeah, 98 was the first year. I was – because we came off the year where the Flyers got their asses kicked by the Detroit Red Wings. And all of a sudden...
Those are often really good years for the AHL team, actually.
Right. Well, the Caps lost. Did the Bears win that year, that following year, when the Caps got swept by the...
Well, the Caps loss really doesn't narrow it down.
It's 98.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, we weren't affiliated with them at that point.
My point is, your affiliation now had won that following year. But all of a sudden, this black and purple team, who I had been following, because they announced it, like I said, they announced the Phantoms coming in right at the beginning of my obsession with hockey. You know, when you first get obsessed with something, you obsess about something.
Mm-hmm.
You read and take, and the internet was, I didn't have the internet in 96. So when they announced the Flyers, where I was watching, Prism was still on Prism. It was still Prism when they first started. Ah, Prism.
Prism, not the NSA...
There was a, for those who are not, and please, anybody from Philly who is listening to me, please email me just to share your memories of Prism. It was Channel 16 on Garden State Cable Television, which is now Clam. It was movies and sports events. It would air the Phillies, it aired the Sixers, and it would air the Flyers. But it would also air the Phantoms when they started. So I was watching Prism all the time, waiting for these games, because, you know, I didn't figure, hey, look at the TV guide.
I'll just wait here in front of the TV, and then
it's 7 o'clock.
They'll come back.
Hockey's coming on eventually.
Those men in the purple jerseys will be back, and they will tell me what
but
to
also,
do.
But also, it was Philly 57. Philly 57 was, it's the CW now, I think. PHL 17. Well, they still air the Phillies games, that's why I'm saying that. But it was those two channels, and it was like, when you had two teams playing at the same time, near each other.
Yeah.
That's the only time I sat behind the sat in the first row at a hockey game. Went to a Phantoms game the year after they won the Cup. We were in one second to last row. It was myself, my stepfather, Jen D'April. Happy birthday, Jen. And Anthony Buscemi. Hi, Anthony. We went to the game, and before the game even started, I'm pretty sure it was Brett Hamilton at the time, and Brett Hamilton was a DJ at Y100. That's why I was throwing that out there, because Brett and Preston would do the Preston's team, another connection, would do the in-arena stuff. He's like, you guys, he just walked up to us and goes, you guys are going to the front row. And they gave us the tickets and everything. You know how if you buy cheap seats, you get the printout ticket? Well, they gave us the good-looking ticket. And they announced us on the PA. They've been upgraded to the first row. Thank you very much.
And could you see anything?
Yeah, because it was kind of, it was between the benches.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof.
Man, yeah.
Jen, what's that smell? And I was like, those guys.
Seats directly behind the benches in Fort Wayne, and I'd never had those seats before. And yeah,
Fort Wayne, Indiana,
and about 5 minutes into the game, I was like, oh dear God, what is that smell?
it's the big dudes in heavy sweaters skating around the arena.
That is a fragrance unique to the sport of hockey.
I'm pretty sure they named that a cheese and they ferment it and sell it next.
It's terrible. But I hate sitting on the glass. You can't see it.
The only time I enjoyed it was that last game we saw at Boardwalk Hall, which we were talking about with Paul last week.
Oh well, yeah, down in the corners, but you still lose a lot.
I was
good. The opposite corner kind of thing.
My favorite part is, like you said, Mom would back up every time. I'd just get close when they came to the ice.
Oh, when they
hit
into the glass.
My only problem with the AHL is there is not a cheaper plan you can buy like the NHL, so you can watch their games. If you get center ice, let me rephrase that. Well, yeah, we'll talk about it. If you get NHL center ice, that's $39.99 a month. If you get NHL game center, which I recommend to everybody who hasn't even tried it, is $18 a month, get it. You can watch any game affordably anywhere except, obviously, local games.
Yeah.
The AHL cheapest, I think, what is it, $149, $139?
Something
like
that.
All month?
It's very expensive. I kind of understand. I think for them, it's the market for that is the diehard fans who've already spent money on the season tickets and they want to see the other teams or they want to see their team's away games and that kind of thing. So it's a different market. I just, as a fan who would watch any hockey game at any time, I do wish they would have some sort of cheaper option. To let you, even if
there
it was just
there has got to be a market out there.
You pay us $15 a month, and we'll let you watch, six complete games live or something like
anything.
That.
Anything.
There's got to be some other option. You're already doing the broadcast. It can't be that much more expensive to figure out a way to deliver content for a cheaper price to see if you can turn people into subscribers for the full season, all the teams, all the games, kind of thing. But
even like Glens Falls Civic Center, not arena. I want to call it the right thing. Glens Falls Civic Center. I've been watching the highlights on the AHL app. They have at least three cameras.
Mm-hmm.
Now one of them has a weird color to it, but they're live. They're going. Just air it. It's the AHL. Okay, I can see paying $30 for the same thing the NHL is charging $18.99 for. I can see that.
No.
That's the only thing that drives me crazy because I want so badly to follow the Phantoms games. I would pay it in a month. If I was rich, I'd pay that every year. Absolutely. If I was rich, I'd be going to the game.
Well, you just...
Lehigh Valley, baby.
You'd have a condo there.
The quality... Ronald Ford with two of them. Ronald Ford about the smell. Working with the River Dogs made me immune to that smell. And about airing the games. With the quality of video, you might as well just listen in on the radio.
Yeah.
I don't care, though. I want to see the game that badly. As long as I can see and understand what's going on.
No, I have to
except
say.
Except for unless it's Lake Erie. That's terrible.
I have to say, you mean the Erie Otters. Lake Erie is.
Yes, that's what I meant, the Erie Otters. Aren't they on Lake Erie?
Yes, they are.
That's what I meant. I meant in Lake Erie.
Other side of Lake. But Lake Erie Monsters are
in
Cleveland.
Oh, they're in a different. Gotcha.
It actually is a team.
I thought they were in the same town.
No.
Okay. I meant town.
Erie Otters, Erie, Pennsylvania.
Lake Erie, gotcha.
Cleveland, yeah.
Cleveland, gotcha.
No, I
thought they were both Cleveland.
I have to say, a couple of years ago, I believe it was in the 2006 Cup run for Hershey. I bought the feeds for a couple of away games because I was diehard. I was watching my team, and they had a habit of winning big games on the road, so I was paying to watch the games, and it was painful. The video quality was really bad. The sound didn't match up with the video quality. It was
on the other hand, the Hershey feed is fantastic.
Well, Hershey,
they put money into it.
Well, yeah, but Hershey has the money to put into it, and Hershey does do local broadcast every once in a while, and then as the playoffs, if Hershey goes into the playoffs, they'll often broadcast the away games. They'll broadcast, and then the home games they will if they sell out, which often happens. So,
but at least take a team like Adirondack who spends the money on two or three cameras, or Hershey, and have a package for that.
Well, they do. You can buy your team. They have the packages.
Yeah, for $4,000.
They're way too expensive.
Can you look it up right now, real quick, so we get it online?
Yeah, but.
No, I was going to fill in. I know how to run a show here, kind of. I have a good teacher. His name is Dean. The video quality, I understand the video quality and it being kind of close, but Jesus.
Yeah, the all-access package for AHL Live, which means you can watch anything that they stream, any team, home or away, is $350 for the season.
That's the $18.99 package. Well, wait a minute. If you break up $18.99 from October to May,
it's not $350.
It's like $144 or something, right?
About $150. That's what.
Well, look at that. A team pass is $200. It's terrible.
Yeah, if you want to watch your team, it's $200.
You want to watch an away game of your team.
You want to watch all the away games for your team, it's $125. Again, this is designed for the diehards. This is designed for people who...
I'm a diehard. I don't want to spend that much money.
I already have season tickets, but I want to see my... I can't
travel. That diehard. Now, what's the five-game pass? You watch any five games? That's a month? We can watch any game for $6.99? That adds up to a lot.
It's $6 a game. If you buy the 10-game pass package or whatever.
I think you save $1.
Yeah.
God, I miss the Philadelphia Phantom.
They've already got it, though. It's just a question of building some other options so that they can bring in other people.
Even if the Flyers and Phantoms would play the same night, they would air the Phantoms after the Flyers.
Tape delay.
Right. So you would just block the bottom of the screen.
Oh, so you would do what the NHL Network does.
No,
where,
no.
Where they replay a game... So you can watch the two-hour edited version of the game, but while you're watching that game, the score of that game constantly scrolls on the bottom, so you can't
They didn't do that. Comcast SportsNet never did that.
Yeah, it's amazing how every other TV network has the technology not to do that.
Hey, just in case you don't want to watch this rerun of a game, here's the score, here's the score, here's the score.
You just have to rig up a strip. I should just have a strip at the bottom of the TV that just resembles the MST silhouettes because it would just make life easier anyways. And it would block the scores on NHL Network.
We just tape a piece of paper to the bottom of the TV.
It's true. I have tried to do that.
Zoom. You hit Zoom.
True. Zoom will do that.
Yeah. You'll lose the puck sometimes. I need a drink of water. I think all of our listeners need a little drink. We're going to go... We're going to gear up with the Mystery Men here on Obey the Puck. We'll be right back if I hit the button.
Hell in a Cell Talk Radio is available at blogtalkradio.com. Hell in a Cell, live every Wednesday night at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or subscribe on iTunes. Just search for Hell in a Cell Talk Radio.
That's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock.
Not 9:30.
Not 9:30.
I think we should have taken that off. I didn't know we had that commercial still.
It's 9:30 in Ohio.
I keep looking for the bus one. And I really should do my research and rename it because I keep forgetting it. My producer will yell at us later. By the way, that was Gear Up with the Mystery Men. It's a good commercial. It's just you got the time wrong.
Well, you know, that's okay.
What you wanted to go into more of the minor leagues, ECHL, stuff like that.
Well, yeah, ECHL is kind of in the same boat. They're about a week behind the AHL, so they're about five games into their season.
It's okay with me. It lasts longer.
I looked at the standings this morning, and I was just kind of taken aback by the weirdness that is the way they've divided the league.
Oh, yeah. You were mentioning this. I said save it for the show. What's the deal now?
Well, there are 13 teams in the East and 9 teams in the West of the ECHL, which no longer stands for anything. Because when the ECHL started, it was the East Coast Hockey League.
Yeah.
And then the West Coast Hockey League folded, and a bunch of those teams joined the East Coast Hockey League, and they kept the ECHL, but it no longer stood for blah, 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 Hockey
League.
It's
still the Kelly Cup, right?
It's still the Kelly Cup, which
How did you get that?
Well, I did some things I'm not proud of, but it's mine, and I get to keep it.
Right there.
That's what they said. But I haven't seen the cup, so...
Go ahead.
No, I was completely taken aback. There's... In the East, there is a division with 3 teams in it. Which has to be so exciting for the season ticket holders in Reading, Wheeling, and Elmira, that they get to see Reading and Wheeling and or Elmira a whole bunch of times during the season. Now, I love Reading. I've been to Reading, and Reading is my favorite tiny little arena. But I really don't want to have to watch Wheeling and Elmira 19 times.
So the Trenton Titans used to be in the Eastern Division.
Well, yes.
So instead of realigning stuff, they just like, eh.
I think they were kind of stuck. I mean, you got 13 teams. That doesn't balance out no matter what you're trying to do. I mean,
I know, but you could take one away from the North and stick it in there.
I guess you could.
Cincinnati's close enough.
You could bounce 2 teams over. I mean, you'd probably go Kalamazoo.
Kalamazoo's close enough.
And Fort Wayne would probably bump to the West, but there's no way they want to travel to 4 teams in California, Alaska, Idaho, Utah, and Las... Well, no, they probably want to travel to Las Vegas, but other than that, I'm guessing...
Well, they actually lost 2 teams because the Stockton Thunder used to be...
Atlantic City. That was years ago.
I can't let it go.
Let it
go. So awesome. I just discovered them and they took them away from me.
I can't wait for playoff time in the ECHL to watch the teams that are going to have to cross over and the half a game playoff, and then they're going to switch sides and go to a different arena and flip a coin. It will be fascinating to see.
All right, who wants to go to Elmira? Heads. Ah, damn it.
No, the correct answer is nobody wants to go to Elmira. So
I'm sure the people of Elmira are very nice, and there's a lot to do there.
Who knows? Well, Elmira's had a team for a long time.
Where is Elmira?
That is New York.
Huh.
Western New York area.
So wait a minute. You got Wheeling, Reading, and Elmira. Yeah, so that makes sense. The closest team, just stick Cincinnati in the East.
Well, they're in
Ohio.
They're in the North, though.
I meant in the Atlantic Division. North Division. I meant in the Atlantic Division.
There is no Atlantic Division. Oh, I'm sorry.
What the hell are you talking about?
I'm sorry, you're right.
I know how to read. I mean, I know I'm not an expert on this stuff, but I can read Atlantic, A-T-L.
I kept looking at Eastern, not Atlantic. You're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
The division name is Atlantic.
Saying I'm right is documented now.
I know.
Now, usually when you say you're right, nobody hears it.
Right.
But at least 20 people just heard it.
Woo! Well, you're good for this month now, right? So we can move on.
Yeah, you could... kiss my ass?
I thought this was a family-friendly
but
show.
But still. Wow.
No, I was taken aback by that when I looked at the standings this morning. That is a heck of a balancing act. It's going to be interesting when they get to the playoffs. I have no idea. Other than the team from the West is usually a powerhouse team. Alaska and Idaho have been, you know, contenders for, I think, every year they've been in the league, they've been in the playoffs and have gotten pretty far in the playoffs. So,
I can't believe I'm going to say this, so I'm sure this is not going to go well. I believe we have a caller, I believe. So I'm going to go to that caller and see what he or she wants to talk about. Caller, you're on the air with Dan and Kelly at Obey the Puck.
Hey, it's Ron.
Hey, what's your name? What you calling about?
It's Ron. I guess I should call it.
Oh, it's Ron!
Take the blame for this whole fiasco.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, it's pretty much his fault.
It's his fault that you watch hockey?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. Well, no, I mean, I watched hockey, but it's his fault that I got into hockey, really.
Well, actually, thank you. We have something to talk about, because I don't talk about anything else with her.
That's probably for the best.
I apologize.
No, that's okay. By the way, your comment about the smell almost killed me on the show. I had to hold that in because I was like, ugh. And when you mention the smell, I can smell it. I can smell what the inside of a glove smells like right now.
It stays with you.
I've done it many times in the middle of a gig. Off. That doesn't smell. Oh. It doesn't smell that bad.
Yeah, it does.
I didn't notice it when I played hockey, but I noticed it when I went to work for the team. And I was just like, oh, gosh.
It's like a smoker who stops smoking, and then you suddenly, all of a sudden, like, wait, did I smell like that?
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Oh, my God, it's terrible.
Yeah, pretty much. So did you have anything specific you wanted to talk about?
Don't kick your friend Ron.
No, not really.
That's okay.
I wanted to apologize for the...
That's fine. No, that's fine. You were the gateway drug. And you've accepted that.
Well, actually, you know what? I did have a question. The comment you made earlier about if you had told me that Laughlin, Jones, and May would be the caps to the end, up with careers in front of the camera. Can you elaborate on that one for me, except for Laughlin, because we know he's an idiot?
Well, they're not the – just generally knowing them from watching them play and meeting them during their playing days, they weren't the most, you know, intellectual, coherent, or attractive-looking individual on the Washington Capitals roster.
Have the Caps ever had a good-looking player? I mean, you're a man who's comfortable with who you are. Have the Caps ever had a good-looking guy on the team?
Kolzig with a mullet.
Kolzig.
Some of their goalies haven't been. You know, Jim Rivnat comes to mind. He was not the worst-looking person in the world.
Yeah, but man, the ugly stick has been out for the last couple of drafts, I tell you what.
Backstrom's not a bad-looking dude.
Backstrom looks like he's 11. Well, okay, now I'll give him 14 now, but he's fine.
But they don't know, won't hurt him.
Yeah, but man, can we find some ugly Russians, I tell you that.
I tell you, when Jonesy... go ahead, Ron, I'm sorry.
No, I was saying Bondra, probably. But since he's from Europe, the language problem would have reared its ugly head if he had been on a...
Well, we got the coach there. Callie Yeo is he's an assistant coach now. His language, he's pretty good.
He's not bad.
He was here for a while.
Well, look at Bobrovsky. You talk about goalies. When he was in Philly, not a lick of English. All of a sudden, someone's like, "You're in Columbus, boy. You're going to learn English."
Oh, he probably knew English in Philly. He just wouldn't admit to it.
I'm not talking to you, a-hole. When Jonesy retired in Philly, and all of a sudden, less than a year later, he was on TV, I was like, no way. But within the end of that broadcast, I was like, oh, he's great. And he is great, to the point where he was on the morning show at 6:10 for a little while. He's great with Al Morgani. And these are all local guys to me, where I'm from. And I don't want to toot the horn, but toot toot. the Philly broadcast team will run over the Washington and the National guys. There's some really big. Yeah. Go ahead. What's it? What was that?
No, I was agreeing. Jones is good on air.
Yeah, I was really
Alan
surprised.
May is good on air too, but yeah,
he's
Laughlin.
He's good. But it's just I don't understand why this is attractive to anybody listening or watching the game yet.
We watched a preseason game, and they had Joby and Locker were like at a studio. They weren't at the game,
and it was
hit Locker with tranquilizers beforehand.
What happened was
it was really weird.
I was with a chick last night from Delaware.
It was very strange.
Turned out his name was Bill.
He was like taken down to like a 3, and it was almost bearable, but. By the end of that broadcast, it started to come back.
No, I did not like subdued Locker. It was almost worse. I was like, please wake up. At least wake me up. But you got guys even on the national broadcast that I just want to hurl into the.
The best thing was years ago. It was the CBC broadcast. They did a game from Montreal.
Jim Houston.
They probably did some other. They just mic'd the game.
Oh!
They just mic'd the arena. All you heard was the in-game announcements. You heard
they can't
do
that very often, Kel.
I think they stayed away from the benches. But it was good.
You can't mic the ice, Kel. You can't mic the ice when two guys are going at each other going...
I found it entertaining.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine the ratings? And Ron or Kelly will back me up on this if either one of you – well, I know, Kelly, you don't watch football, but there was one game I particularly remember watching years ago. If you hit that button on your remote that said language, it goes from English to SAP. And one of the networks would air just the sound at the stadium. And I would watch that instead.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't want to hear these guys. I don't care.
No, that.
But I didn't watch football, so it lasted 5 minutes. And I was like, I'm done.
Well, yeah, because football.
I never could get into football.
Football's boring.
God, what's a bunch of pansies? I hurt my foot. I'm out.
Well.
Talbot almost breaks his body the other night on the Flyers game, and he was out the next period skating around like, yeah, I'm fine. What?
Well, football, they got a lot of pads, and I don't know. Whatever. It's a bunch of really big guys falling on slightly less big guys, and... They got helmets.
I'm going to keep Ron on the line when we finish the show since he was the one that brought you in, kind of. You want me to keep Ron on?
That's fine. I don't know why you keep him on the line.
You want me to hang him up on him?
No, you don't have to hang
up. Oh, yeah, I'll
on
hang
him.
On.
No.
Wait a second. Never mind. No, I was going to keep because I wanted to hear what else he had to say and what else you were saying. About the next league you're going to bring up.
Oh, well, the other leagues, the SPHL just got started. Literally just got started this weekend. They played their first game, so.
I just like the name Cottonmouth.
The Columbus Cottonmouth?
Yeah.
They've been around a while. Yeah, and Peoria is in that league, which is strange, but they're unbeaten so far.
So that's the Fire Ants, right?
Yep.
Fire Ants are in that league. How many... Say, like, a team like the Rivermen or the Fire Ants have been around for a while. How many people do you think will get this?
Well, they just, I saw a tweet from Peoria. They lead the league in average attendance right now, and their average attendance is just under 6,000. And that's about right for
that's
that.
That's not bad.
That's about right for that league.
That's more than Trenton was getting.
Well, the SPHL was kind of founded, they followed the early ECHL.
That stand for something?
Mandate. Southern Professional Hockey League.
Let me ask you a question. This is an if for anybody, for Ron or for Kelly. These little leagues ever get together? Could they ever get together and form another major, not a major professional league, but another contender?
Contender for
not
what?
Not contender, but like National League, another National League.
The ECHL has kind of done that. They just leave out the whole center of the United States.
That doesn't count. It doesn't count. Like it doesn't get cold in Colorado. Or in you. Well, that's all covered. I'm trying to think in the middle.
Oh, Montana and all that.
Yes,
kind of stuff.
North Dakota, South Dakota. Play hockey, eh? They're close enough.
I don't know. I don't really think. Go
they
ahead.
They play
Ron.
Hockey there.
Yeah, there's tons. There's been teams there for the U.S. Hockey League, the American Junior Leagues,
yeah.
have been in those areas for years and years and years. But I don't think there's going to be. There's always been talk. I think it's more kind of a dream for minor league hockey fans that the ECHL would play the Central Hockey League, and then the back when the West Coast League existed, and you know the champions of all those leagues, like they used to do for, well, they still do for Canadian juniors, that the three different league champions, and then they throw in a host city to make it interesting. So you can have a round-robin tournament that they would all play each other, and there would be a king of AA hockey, but I don't
for
think.
How many – figure out how to word this question. What were the best years for you in hockey where the most teams were around you? You get what I'm trying to say? Like there was the Richmond – Renegades, then there the Norfolk Admirals were down there at the same time, but then you had the Caps, and then what was the greatest number of years? You be quiet. Dog.
Probably be 97, because you'd have Richmond, Hampton Roads, Chesapeake,
Hampton
Washington,
Roads. That's what I was trying
and
to
Roanoke.
Yeah.
But none of those, well, okay, Chesapeake and Washington are the closest to me. The other team, Richmond, was 90 minutes, but Hampton Roads is 3 hours, and Roanoke is 3.5 hours. So, I mean, they were all same state. Chesapeake was technically in Maryland.
Ron, go ahead. You were going to say something?
Yeah, it was maybe even a little earlier, because I was driving out to, like, there were teams in West Virginia. There was the Huntington Blizzard, you know, and we drove down to Greensboro and Raleigh and all kinds of stuff, going crazy road trips for that kind of thing. yeah, Hampton, Roanoke, Richmond, they were all within, you know, an afternoon's drive.
Jeez.
That was fun.
I'm telling you, nothing beat Philly on a Saturday, on a weekend.
I'm glad I went up. And I specifically went up to Philly to go see a Phantoms game at the Spectrum because I had been hearing that
the Spectrum
it had seen better days, and they weren't putting money into it anymore. So I wanted to see it. I'm really glad I did.
Here's the funny thing. This 2 years before they tore it down, they put money into it.
Well, look what they've done with MSG.
Yeah, but they started putting money into it before they found out, well, you're out of here in 2 years.
Yeah.
They were in the middle of renovations, by the way. In 2 years, you got to look for another building.
Well, you know.
That's weird. You know, I want one of those main discussions. Ron, thanks for joining us. I'm trying to do this right. I'm going to keep this in order. Ron, thanks for joining us and supporting us. Please tell other people, listen to the show and call in and talk about whatever you want in hockey. Like I said, I want to try to make this as interactive as possible.
Absolutely. You guys are doing a great job.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
For that.
Awesome. I appreciate that.
Are we ever going to pull you out of your, what is it, F1? Is that the all-consuming passion now?
Well, open wheel racing in general, but it's funny. You ever take a passion and have to, you know, do it 9 to 5, and it can sometimes kill you. And that's unfortunately working for the River Dogs, kind of like,
oh,
it really didn't. It didn't do any favors for my hockey love there.
More harm than good, huh?
But yeah, it was okay. It was an eye opener, though. But yeah, trying to sell people who had never seen a hockey game, you know, 10 tickets at a time, calling on the phone.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I would love to, if you've got time in the future, I'd love to talk to you in more depth about that, because I don't know anything about that, and I'd be really interested. I'm interested in kind of the business side, because that was United Hockey League, so a double A league. So
That's something.
Yeah, that would be an interesting conversation if you're up for it at some point.
All right, well, you two figure it out and get them on here.
Okay, that'd be great. Well, thanks again
after,
for calling.
After 8:30 is kind of you got to be careful about making too much noise after 8:30 with the little one running around the house.
Gotcha.
Trying to get
we could do a pre-roll.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Call him on a weekend or something. Do about a half hour, 45 minutes, just play it during the show.
Okay.
And then not have to do anything that week.
oh, there we go. And we take the whole show off. That'd be awesome. No, that'd be great.
Ron, we'll keep in touch.
Yep.
I sincerely, thanks for hanging in, and thanks for supporting us. I appreciate it.
No, thanks for keeping this, keeping the memories alive, at least.
Absolutely. Well, I will try. We will try. We will try, sir.
Yep.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. I'll take care.
Thanks, Ron.
Have a good night.
Bye.
No, that's great. I mean, guys like Ron and Paul and people who have at least been around hockey. My hockey years ended at 18. There's not really much to talk about except for Bruce Tailbone, which when we talk about injuries one day, which will come up, I will tell that story, but I will save that. Walking down the steps like a crab for 3 weeks. It's fun. Can you sleep downstairs? No. No, you can't. You wanted to be an idiot, now you're going to walk down the stairs. This was a good show, I feel. I feel it was good. Got a caller and everything. I feel it.
That's what's important.
Yeah. Do you feel it? Do you feel it?
Tell me, do you feel it?
Tell me, do you feel it?
Touch the screen.
Touch the screen.
You shut up! Give me a...
Yes, exactly. Anyway, I had to steal that from Dino. Listen to Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, and all your news, the hottest podcast online for your internet. I messed that up. We're gonna start over. The hottest podcast for all your independent wrestling and WWE news. We don't really talk about TNA because they blow. Wednesday nights at 9, Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, huh?
That's non-judgmental. I'm sorry. I talked over the actual time.
You can. It's okay. You're allowed.
No, go ahead.
And I do it to you all day.
No, plug it.
No, please. By all means, say your enthralling thought about TNA. I'm sure. Anyway, that's Wednesday nights at 9. Moose Knuckle Radio is every other Monday at 9:30. Every other Tuesday at 9:30. We are Monday. I'm all buttons myself tonight.
There are days and there are times when there are podcasts on. We leave it up to you to figure out when those days and
just
times are.
Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Hell in a Cell to tell you.
No, we think our listeners are smart enough that we don't actually have to tell them
when
the shows
right.
are on.
Our listeners are the smartest ones out there.
And if you listen to the show in reverse, you can actually hear the times and days.
And then I tell kids to kill their parents.
Well, yeah.
Anyway... Every other Tuesday at 9:30, Monday nights at 9, we will be here. Obey the Puck. We're going to do it as long as the hockey season is going, and I'm talking about ECHL or whatever. Even if we have to do a half hour a night.
Memorial Cup.
Right, Memorial Cup. We got Olympic hockey that we're going to be talking about.
Oh, Olympic hockey. Well, just
so,
Olympics. During the Olympics, I will be talking about speed skating. And
not
Bob,
on this show, you won't.
Bobsled, I will.
No,
I will because I am...
obey the puck.
I am...
Not obey the blade on the...
If
not obey
I
the
will
luge.
Throw a puck onto the bobsled course and ruin lives.
Yeah, you're going to fly over there and do that?
Yes, I am.
You have fun with that.
Yes, I am.
Who's
I will. I'll pay one of the Russians.
Anyway, for Kelly... for Kelly Levy, I am Dan, the man, the above-average comedian, Cala Chico. We will see you next Monday at 9, and I'll see you all... 9 o'clock Wednesday nights for Hell in a Cell.
Craven is there. Craven to the blue line. Poke check by Murphy. Murphy starts the rush. He hits Hunter. He's in alone. A shot and a goal!